Please say it ain't so.
It ain't so. No. This is, I've never, because I've never like really looked at the camera during an episode. This is like my head on camera, right? The one that I'm looking at right now. That's my solo. Okay, I'm looking there the whole time today. Because I don't want my cheeks in frame. I won't zoom in on your cheeks. Oh, thanks, Kenny. Having a bad cheek day. And chin also, too.
That was just supposed to just go on the coffee stain. And now my whole body, I look like I just went on one of the rides at Disneyland. That
you just have poke?
No, I just like can't. Like the way that I spill on my clothing is unprecedented for an adult.
Adult bibs. Let's talk about it.
You know the song Barbecue Stain on My, there was a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt?
I don't think so. What is it?
There's a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt.
Yeah.
You were killing me in that mini skirt.
That's the song?
Yes.
Oh, maybe I don't know it. What is it?
There was a barbecue stain.
No, I know that, but what's the song called? I know there was a barbecue stain, but what's the song called?
I think it's called Summertime Lovin', probably. Let me look.
By Justin Timberlake?
I think it's by Tim McGraw.
Oh, I don't know it.
Can I just like...
Do you need a minute?
Just like, if I'm wearing white, I'm going to spill coffee on it. If I'm wearing black, I'm going to spill Greek yogurt on it or tzatziki. It just doesn't matter what happens. The universe has a different plan.
Yeah.
The universe says, you were born to wear tie-dye and I'm going to make sure of it. I need a solution.
You just said it.
Adult bibs.
Tie-dye.
No, I need like a tie pin. It's like on my shirt underneath the hoodie too.
Do those really work, do you think?
Yeah.
I just saw one. We have one.
Oh. Yeah, I might try to hit your pen. While I'm on,
hit your pen.
While I'm on set. Thank you, Izzy.
Oh my God, is that where dab came from? Is that where dab pen came from? Because you're
dabbing?
You're literally dabbing.
The stain?
It. Yeah.
That would make you a stain if you want to hit the... Are you... Like, you're a stain, hit this dab pen?
What?
Because I'm dabbing the stain.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all, but nothing matters.
No, that's very true.
There was a barbecue stain in my white t-shirt. Yeah. You were killing me in that mini skirt.
Right.
I'm looking up the lyrics, and I'm going to read them poetically.
Okay. Country songs do have, like, the best lyrics because they're telling a story.
So true.
So true. And that's something I've learned in my older age.
I think less so now they tell a story.
But they used to very much.
Because let me tell you a little story. It was Labor Day weekend. I was 17.
Yeah.
I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. Interesting. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in a ticket line. And it all started right then and there.
I love how we don't have to like dig into the lyrics too much. It's just it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, a sailor sky made a perfect sunset. And that's a day I'll never forget.
Yeah.
I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. Thank you, Izzy. Ooh. Okay. And then this is kind of where it gets, this is kind of the character arch for Tim McGraw
character
here.
Character arch.
He's skipping rocks on the river by the railroad track. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss.
Yeah.
And a heart don't forget something like that. No notes. Mic drop.
That's true.
A heart don't forget something like that.
Don't.
And so much so that he was able to recall every detail down to her red lipstick.
And the barbecue stain on
his white t-shirt. But no.
It's about her.
It's about her because you also, if you have a barbecue stain on your white t-shirt and you can't fix it, that's something that she must have been a really, really a remarkable looking woman for him to remember details when you have a barbecue stain on your white t-shirt.
Because you're saying that's all that any normal person would be able to think about.
Think about when you have a barbecue stain on your white t-shirt, how much that affects your mental real estate when you're out somewhere, especially the county fair.
Yeah. I honestly, that's like a good like pickup move, because I think I would think that's like so endearing if someone had barbecue smeared all over their white tee. I would be like, oh, you've been through the ringer. Like, I'd love to nurse you back to health.
Oh, my gosh, you should hang around Buffalo Wild Wings. You might find a husband.
Oh, something horrible happened this morning.
What happened?
I found out one of my celebrity crushes has a girlfriend, which, like, I know it's hard to understand, that's but, like, tough. That is truly, like, one of the biggest forms of betrayal, especially because this is a crush that I keep very low-key. Like, no one... A lot of people don't know who he is.
Who is it?
I'm keeping him close to my chest right now because there's still a chance. You don't know him.
Maybe I do.
No, you don't. Kind of like in the British theater space. Oh. You wouldn't know him.
Yeah, you're right. And he has a girlfriend?
Connor. He doesn't have any social... Here's the thing.
His girlfriend's not a boy?
Nope, his girlfriend is not a boy. Okay? Because that's what I've been telling you. Like, it's all about like the men who like you're like, oh, are they gay? And it's like, actually, no. Okay. Not really interested in someone where you don't have those questions. But yeah, he doesn't have any social media. So those are actually the best and most dangerous types of celebrity crushes because you can project anything onto them. However, I found the girlfriend does have social media and has been like posting them for quite some time. So they've been together for so long, which is like the biggest betrayal because it's like we've also been together for so long, right. So there's been a lot of overlap. So I'm just feeling a little bit completely sick. So, but what I will say is this specific person is about to blow up, and then I'll tell you who it is.
Oh,
so
cool.
Just kind of put a pin in that.
Like, I was here first.
I was here first before his girlfriend probably. And so when he blows up, I'll let you all know. So just kind of flag that, and then we'll be on that journey together. Yeah.
Where does the stain go? When I rub this pen all over it, it's gone. Where did it go?
It's just like when you clean yourself in the shower. Well, I guess that goes down
the drain.
It's just like when you dye your hair.
Where does the color go?
Yeah.
From before?
It's the same kind of thing. It just it's replaced by chemicals. It's a chemical alteration.
Is the stain still in the room with us right now?
No, you altered it.
I changed the color of
the
stain.
It's like when you turn a liquid to a gas.
Are you saying my coffee is now a gas in the air?
I don't know.
Hydrogen peroxide, detergents, and surfactants in water break up the molecules in a food stain, causing the stain to disappear. That's not answering my questions.
It just disappears, man.
That's not answering my questions. Boeing is making people disappear, but that's not a surfactant.
I love that everyone's coming online being like, I love Boeing.
Boeing, let's talk about it.
Oh my God, addicted to them.
Let's talk about it because there was a...
Yeah, let's talk about it.
First of all, welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. We only are covering important things today, such as and including as well too, the Boeing whistleblowers. Let's talk about it.
Of which we are not a part of.
No.
Due to us having only said nothing but positive and glowing things about the Boeing community.
Right. And Boeing, that being said, if you need help in assisting all of the whistleblowers' suicides, let a bitch know.
Connor.
They said they committed suicide. I'm just backing them up.
Oh, is that?
Boeing said that they did.
Okay. Well, yeah. So.
Well, we can talk about it. 10 more people came forward today and they were like, we are also whistleblowers.
That is so spooky. There is going to be, mark my words, an HBO documentary by the end of the year on the whistleblowers.
I don't know. Boeing seems pretty powerful. I don't know if they would allow that to happen. Boeing is facing 10 more, quote, safe and sound whistleblowers after two die suddenly. So the first guy died via suicide, but the bullet was in the back of his head, which is like hard to do unless you're really flexible. And then the second guy died with via sudden illness.
Oh my God, that's so spooky.
Short illness, short and sudden. And now 10 more people are coming forward. And I think when you come forward in that way, it's hard to have 10 people die suddenly unless they're all on a Boeing plane.
Oh God, that's really spooky. I'm just not even going to check what planes I'm going to be on for my Europe excursion.
Personally.
It's better left unsaid.
Yeah, I mean... Okay, so wait, so what, did these 10 people come forward yesterday? A second blower, A second whistleblower has died under mysterious circumstances just 2 months after another one allegedly shot himself in the head. And the attorneys for both men hope their deaths don't scare away the at least 10 more whistleblowers who want the company to clean up its act.
Oh, it's honestly, like, just like watch the space and we'll see what happens.
We're watching it right now. We're recording on this in real time.
Yeah. Live.
Well, I want to know, where are these other 10 whistleblowers?
I think these are...
That's four of them?
Yeah.
Boeing whistleblowers.
They can't all be killed, so...
No.
Boeing's going to have to get creative.
Yeah. Hey, guys. We're going to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, Liquid IV. Nothing makes me more thirsty than when I'm taking Max on a beach run in the summer. Summer requires extraordinary hydration that's built for everyday dehydrating moments. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients.
With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. I love Liquid IV because not only are they super convenient to carry around, but they also taste really good and leave me feeling hydrated no matter when I need it.
Good emphases.
Thank you.
Tear. Pour. Live more. One stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone, and it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. Packets have 8 vitamins and nutrients. They're non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, you name it. Try their sugar-free flavors, white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime.
Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code BNC at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code BNC at liquidiv.com.
We're sending all of you congratulations. You are now one of our elite employees and you're going on a trip. We're sending you all on a trip. You guys are going to the Maldives and we're taking a special route over the Bermuda Triangle, y'all.
Woo!
Oh, we're going on a little trip, you guys.
Well, looking forward to kind of watching the story unfold live. I love more like when we like watch stories unfold live.
What do you think about the whistleblowers? They're brave in coming out.
I do think that they're brave for sure, but I think that they're safer in numbers.
100%.
Yeah.
But how many people know that? This is one of those things where it's like, these people are coming out because there's millions of people on planes every day. Number I've pulled out of my ass. But... they're like, I have to tell people about this for the masses versus like Boeing could pay these people $1 billion each and not be affected.
Have you ever been a whistleblower?
No.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Everyone's been a whistleblower at least once. Like you've never tattletold?
Tattletold? Oh, just on an individual? I guess
tell me the situation and I can tell you if it's whistleblowing.
I can't think of a time that I've told on somebody.
Really?
No. I'm not a rat. Have you told on somebody?
Yes.
What? About what?
Literally anything I could get my hands on.
Go on.
I can't think of anything specific right now, but I was for sure a tattletale.
Okay. I can't think of anything specific as well.
Because I did believe that rules should be followed. Because I was scared something bad was going to happen if they weren't followed.
Well-behaved women rarely make history.
I don't feel that way anymore. Like, I'm not a current day rat ex-whistleblower. Mm-hmm. But I definitely was when I was, like, little.
There's a time and a place to blow that whistle, baby. Blow that whistle, baby.
Yeah.
And this is it. That's a good reason because, again, public safety is at risk. Sometimes, like if I see someone shoplifting, be my guest. I'm not going to blow that whistle.
No, I wouldn't blow my whistle on something like that now. Yeah. I think there's very few things that I would blow my whistle on today.
Think of something that you would blow your whistle on. I'm not talking about like moral issues where it's like, oh, that person just hit and ran that car.
Right.
I'm talking about something where it's like,
What if like would whistleblowing be like, okay, let's say like you were talking, I'm just going to use this as an example. Like you were talking like a lot of shit about,
that's a whistleblower.
Is that just tattling? You were talking a lot of shit about Tristan. Yeah. Say. Okay. And then I feel like I have an allegiance to Tristan to be like, hey, Connor was talking huge, taking a huge dump on you. Is that whistleblowing? Or is that just being bad? Like, being bad? Is that just being naughty?
I don't think that, I don't know. I don't think that I think whistleblowing is exclusive to like corporations, right?
Okay. I think we should make it broader.
Hang on, I've got to itch my butt cheek.
Okay.
And I want to remove the butt cheek itch from the whistleblowing conversations.
I think you should keep it.
Oh, leave it in. I'm just saying I want that to be outside of the conversation that we're having. Okay, now I'm tapping back into the conversation. Can we look up definition of whistleblowing? Just like not for anything else besides just...
I think you're right. Like, I think it is more corporate, like specific. Like, if there's a specific like story... But I'd like it to be broader.
Okay.
I'd like it to be broader is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, you could.
I'd like to start using it regularly.
On the simplest level, a whistleblower is someone who reports waste, fraud, abuse, corruption, or dangers to public health and safety.
Okay. So let's say I would like to think that you shit talking Tristan, danger to public safety.
For fraud and abuse?
Yeah. Like you're disparaging his name. Yeah. Good name.
You're onto something.
Yeah. So let's just start using whistleblow.
I'm so sorry. I just got a text from my mom and my aunt.
All good?
Okay, no, it's a great message.
What?
No, it's just like so on point for the conversations I want to have today.
Are you going to tell us or no?
Yeah, should I? It's going to totally switch the subject.
Yeah, I feel done with whistleblowing.
Okay, cool. Netflix is a joke. Did you watch The Roast of Tom Brady? Mm-mm. We can go to John Mulaney. We can. But my
No, I wasn't even going there. I thought you were going to say you got something for Netflix is a joke. Oh, that's why I was like, oh,
hell
my God.
No. Okay. Hell no, did I? The way I didn't even hear a peep about Netflix's joke.
That's fine.
It's interesting.
It's fine not to be. That's something a goal. That's a goal to have.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when the goal becomes completely attainable by way of my peers, feels a little personal.
Comparison is a thief of joy.
Yeah, when you compare yourself to people that are doing better than you, but I like comparing myself to people that are doing worse than me.
So then do it.
You're right.
Do you know how many people aren't at Netflix as a joke?
I'd say most people aren't.
Exactly.
Right.
Compare yourselves to them.
You're right.
Yeah.
I can't right now, though, because it seems like my whole feed is inundated with N-I-A-J-F. N-I-A-J-F. Netflix is a joke fest.
Oh. F? Oh, fest.
F is for fest.
Yeah. Yeah.
That Netflix is a joke at.
There really aren't many of our peers there. There's Hannah Burner, who should be there.
She's not. Yeah, she's well above me.
She's earned her.
She's earned her stripes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else is there? Actually, let's not even say, because then I don't want to be like, actually, they don't deserve to be there.
I was going to say, I'm not going to name any names. I'm not saying they don't deserve to be there. I'm just saying.
You also do?
No, just like, can I get invited to something? Yeah. I did get invited to some stuff.
And then shut the. Up, man.
After I asked, though.
Oh, what did you get invited to?
I'm going to Shane Gillis on Wednesday, and I'm going to Bert Kreischer on Saturday.
Just like to be in the audience?
Yes.
A good seat, though?
No. Far back. Far, far, far away land.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay, though.
100%.
I just want to go.
Yeah.
But, this is totally a different conversation, but the Tom Brady roast was, what day was that? Saturday night, Bree and Grace went to that. That's awesome. That was
wait,
so
did
cool.
they roast or were they just in
they,
the audience?
They were in the audience.
Okay.
But Hannah Burner actually made TV. I got TV time.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Did you watch this?
No, I did not.
Okay. I have thoughts.
Tell me.
You should watch it.
I didn't want to watch it because I heard that there was like something like people were like booing Kim Kardashian and that made me feel bad. And so I didn't want to see that.
It wasn't like I heard, crazy. And also she like everyone was defending. Everyone on stage was like defending her.
I know. I just like I don't want to ever watch something that makes me like cringe.
I know. I have to like think that Netflix must have paid her a bag to go. Because like you have to anticipate that everyone's like going to be stoked.
What did they say about her?
What do you mean?
Did they roast her? Like what was the...
Kind of like there were some OJ jokes that were made, and it was like, but then she also made the same jokes.
What did they boo her for?
bang on the stage. But for like a second. It was like Dave Portnoy tweeted that she got booed. And I listened and it's like at first everyone claps. And then she starts talking and they're like, you can hear it. And she's like, okay, okay. And Kevin Hart's like, shut the fuck up to everybody. Biggest note I have on the whole night. Okay. They said the F word. And I'm not Mormon or anything, but like they said the F word so much. I was like, okay, did you just learn that word? It was crazy. It was like every other word was fuck, fucking.
You were doing fucks. That last episode.
I know. Sometimes I get in a mood, but I watched them do it and I was like, whoa. It was like not even. And the comedians that they brought on, it was like Andrew Schultz, Shane Gillis. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry, not Shane Gillis. Bert Kreischer, Tom Segura, Nikki Glaser.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki Glaser. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. That was some of the funniest comedy I've seen in like over a year. It was like the best thing I've ever seen.
Oh, love.
You have to watch it. She literally shone through. There was not a person that was better than her, and she was early on in the night.
Oh my God. Yay for her.
It was, and she knew she did. She killed it. And everyone that came back up, Kevin Hart, who
we know you have history with.
But I also listen to his podcast and it's really good. But he came up and like repeated one of her jokes and was like crying laughing because it was so good. It was so funny. It was really good. Kim was really funny. I think she's a class act. The fact that she goes up and does all these things, she accepts all the jokes made about her,
yeah,
and about her family and about her ex-husband, laughs at them, smiles at them, nods at them, doesn't get mad at anybody, doesn't like pop off. She just smiles, nods.
She's never gonna be one of those people where you pan to her in a crowd after someone's mentioned her and she's giving like extreme,
she's like this
sourpuss.
Hey guys, we're gonna take a quick break to thank one of our sponsors today, Skims. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge. I've always had problems, whether it was with the fit or the quality.
Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. Skims makes the best basics that I wear every day because they're so comfortable and come in so many different styles and colors. I especially love the cotton jersey t-shirt in bone because it never shrinks no matter how many times I wash it, and it's the softest shirt I've ever owned.
Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small through 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Yeah.
Like, she can take it. She can take the heat. Yeah. That's someone who should be in the kitchen.
I literally was just about to say... Kim Kardashian should stay in the kitchen.
She should... I'll say this. Kim Kardashian can be in the kitchen because she can take the heat.
Here's the thing. She can be in the kitchen and a lawyer.
She can be crunching numbers for her billionaire business in the kitchen because not only can she take the heat,
she can
take the heat as well, too.
As well.
Just take that.
Yep.
No, it was just so good. I think it was so good. I don't know. It was like actual OG funny stuff. Like some of it's a little bit mean when you go up and
see. That's what I don't like about roasts.
But not all, like the comedians, the OG, like Jeff Ross, who's that really, that guy that looks like a slug. He was so.
I'll be honest, I didn't know who Jeff Ross was. And when you said that, immediate picture in my head.
He just lost a bunch of weight. And Nikki Glaser was like, congrats on the weight loss, man. That's awesome. It must be nice to know that your weight wasn't what made you disgusting to look at.
I would. That would be my last day on Earth.
That is just something where if you sign up to go to a roast, just like find all the things you're insecure about and know that they're going to be brought up.
Something that men can do, which just like speaks to society as a whole, is like they can literally be like, yeah, I'm so fucking ugly. And it's like they're fine with it. Like Benny Blanco does that all the time when he's like, yeah, I'm like fucking disgusting. Like It's all good. And like I've never seen a woman like be able to do that because obviously so much more whatchamacallit is placed on their look.
Amy Schumer tried.
Yeah, but like she, it's like people, there's so much pushback.
I know.
Anyway.
No, I agree.
Anyway.
It was fun. It was good. It was a good roast. There was a lot of it. I was like, there were some comedians that went up and I was like, oof. But what I love is when they have like, Bill Belichick is like the coach of the Patriots, like OG. They had him come up and someone wrote his speech. He's like an older guy. And it was cute because he's like not a mean guy or ill-spirited at all. And they wrote all his jokes and you could see like he was smiling when he like said one and it was like well-received. Yeah. And then Robert Kraft, who's like 190 years old, who's the owner of the Patriots, came up and did a roast too. And it was, and he's like Paul McCartney level frail. And he like nailed it. And it was so funny.
Love.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I have. Connor. Oh, and then have you been, I watched John Mulaney's.
Connor?
I called in and then I realized the call, live call thing, I was watching it like after the show had ended. And it was ringing, ringing, ringing. I was like, oh my gosh, if it's ringing still, I must be about to be pushed through to the air, to real time.
Well, there's three separate John Mulaney pieces of Netflix is a joke that I need to get into. Okay. The live show being the last of the importance. Like last on the ranking of importance for me, but we will get there.
Yeah.
First, what I went to on Thursday.
Yes.
Big Mouth Live was.
Was it just a table reading?
No. I thought it was going to be a table reading. Sorry. Let me put my phone on Do Not Disturb because it's vibrating like up my
Your vibrate is really loud.
I know. I'm so sorry about that. I usually, because you know my BNC MAP mode usually goes on, but it's a Tuesday right now.
Oh, it's a Tuesday.
Yeah. So, sir, okay. So the Big Mouth Live, I was under the impression that it was going to be a table read. Connor couldn't have been less of a table read if it tried.
Were they improvising?
Connor, it was like a variety show almost. So if you're not familiar with Big Mouth, it is like an adult animated show about puberty. And yes, it's like really gross a lot of the times, but the best parts are like it so accurately portrays what it was like to go through puberty. And it is probably one of my favorite shows of all time. Nick Kroll, John Mulaney, Maya Rudolph. Who else was there? Nathan Fillion. You know who that is? King. Fred Armisen, of course. Oh my God. I'm like, it was literally like everyone I've ever. Richard Kind.
Richard Kind is making his rounds.
He literally is making his rounds. And with nothing but the most respect to Richard Kind, because I love him more than life itself. How old do you think he is?
74
in his 60s. Yay, which like love for him.
See, I feel like he could swallow a piano.
He was so yeah, he could. And if that's something he wanted to do, I would encourage him.
Mindy Kaling, was she there?
No, Mindy's
bummer,
she's not there. But it was just like a variety show. And I would say the highlights were, there's this one song in season one where Andrew, one of the main characters voiced by John Mulaney, who's Nick's, John Mulaney is Nick's best friend, but Andrew in real life is also Nick's best friend, is like, I think I'm gay. Like everyone kind of just like goes through that for a second in puberty. And so he has this song that he sings with the ghost of Freddie Mercury that's basically like, I'm gay. Like, Freddie, help me, like guide me through this. So Adam Lambert came out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who was the current frontman of Queen.
Right.
And sung that alongside of John Mulaney, which was, Connor, better than any concert that I have ever been to.
It's crazy because I saw so much about that happening, but I never saw a single clip.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm.
Are we allowed to watch that, or is that copyright, that song? The clip from the live show of them singing that. I also my own version of my own phone.
They didn't lock your phone up?
Nope, I was not locked up for that.
Whoa, that's like neoprene bag central.
Yeah, I wasn't locked up at all. Huh. Kristen Wiig was there.
Oh, that's cool. Uh-huh. Oh, I saw that she was there. I feel like it would be copyright now.
It's not on Spotify. Does that help?
But it's from like a show.
And then I'll figure out.
Okay. And you can go forward a little bit, Izzy, just because John doesn't come in. Oh, a little bit back for me now? Okay.
Oh,
I love a man who doesn't have like a conventionally amazing voice, but he is giving it everything.
He, like, there's no one that's, he literally sounds like when I had that frog in my throat, like, why is it on his elbow? That's what kind of Melanie sounds like.
Yes, yes. And he is giving that all he has. I didn't know
Adam Lambert was the frontman of Queen right now.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's a crazy thing to not know, I feel like.
No, it's true, and it's underrated, and I say this with no bias or in my heart, it should be Jonathan Groff. He does so many Queen covers.
Really?
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody.
But is that his voice?
Jonathan's?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's so good, and I'm telling you, like, I'm genuinely, I don't even if I didn't feel the way about Jonathan that I feel, I do think he should be the frontman.
Oh, we'll have to look into that.
No disrespect to Adam Lambert. Like, he's obviously like a huge talent, but should be Jonathan. But that was truly like one of the best things I've ever experienced. And then there's a lot of musical numbers in Big Mouth. Another one, Connor Fred Armisen came out into the crowd an inch from my face, dressed as a massive tampon, and sung a song about getting your first period.
Yeah.
That was gorgeous.
That sounds gorgeous.
Yeah, it was really pretty.
I can't imagine seeing Fred Armisen in person.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. So that was really like truly one of the best things that I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Then we move on to Saturday, which was John Mulaney at the Hollywood Bowl.
Right.
Which he also brought Nick out for. The friendship that John Mulaney and Nick Kroll share, like, we don't see a lot of adult men showcasing that type of profound love,
right,
in the form of friendship for each other, and that is something that we should be paying close attention to. It is the most beautiful relationship I've ever seen in my life. They introduce each other, like, every time they're calling each other up on stage, they're like, and here's my best friend in the whole wide world, and it is just the sweetest.
How nice.
Like, I just love them more than I have the words to explain. And when John Mulaney's ex-wife book comes out and reveals stuff that I don't want to know, you won't see me for quite
some
time. Right now I'm doing blindfold to any sort of information that I don't want to hear, because we don't know what happened there. So I can do blindfold.
You were
going to
say
now,
when John Mulaney's ex-wife, book comes out, and I'm like, he was married to a lady named Book.
Oh, like Boyfriend Hoodie?
Yeah.
No. So right now
John Mulaney's ex-wife Book comes out with her.
No.
With her.
Anna. Yeah, when Anna's book comes out, don't tell me anything. I would rather live in complete darkness.
What can she say that, like, he already hasn't written stand-up about? Like, he was addicted to drugs.
No, I feel he does a lot of drug-based stand-up, but not really. He hasn't gone into his relationship. I think he's keeping that private, which is nice for him. So I don't know. I don't know. No one knows.
Well, it's always important to remove the artist from the art.
Yes. Well, I don't need to do that right now, because right now he's perfect to me due to blindfold material. And there's also that live show that he's doing.
Yeah.
Every night at 7
I don't really
p.m.
Get
PST.
That.
It's not good. And I think
good.
I think
I'm
he
so
knows that
you,
too.
I'm so glad you said that, because I was really like watching and I was like,
I think he knows that too. He's just so good solo that it's like, don't fix what's not broken.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many people, like Jon Stewart was on it last night and he just like was talking over him nonstop. And she's like, I'm here to hear John.
Yeah.
M.
Not S.
Not S right now. And so I just would like to see John completely solo or with Nick Kroll or Adam Lambert.
Yeah, well, you can't
put that many comedians together unless it's Big Mouth Live. Okay, they're all going to be wanting to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not.
It is nice, like, to see. Like, I feel like every time you put comedians in a room together now, it's like, let's talk about how comedy is dead. And it's like, shut the fuck up, man.
Uh-huh.
The roast was nice because, like, no one was like, finally, I can, like, I feel like I'm going to get in trouble. I can't think of anyone I can talk about doing this. But, like, there are certain people now that, like, don't even tell jokes anymore. It's just, like, complaining.
Right. Yeah, no, I loved.
And then they say, like, something horrible at the end. And they're like, see, I can say it still.
Yeah, I love. John and Nick were really, there were a lot of jokes where I was kind of like, ooh, is someone going to, like, I was like scared someone was going to start booing them or something. So
really?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
So I was on the edge of my seat, but it was all good, because they were definitely towing the line.
That's how,
which I love, but I was like scared. I was scared there was going to be a riot in the stands, but it was all good.
All good.
Hey guys, we're taking a break to thank one of our sponsors, Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
If you're someone looking to start a business, you can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download like PDFs, music, or eBooks.
Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. They accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay.
If you're not sure where to start, try the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business and optimized for every device.
Easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. Check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/BNC to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/BNC to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Yeah, I had the best weekend. And I'm obsessed, addicted, like beyond belief.
That's so good.
Yeah.
It's a fun week. Everybody's in LA.
Everybody's in LA.
Yeah. Now they can experience it. I was thinking on the way here, because everybody's in LA type thing.
Yeah.
I was thinking, it's crazy that, you know, everyone's like, oh, everyone's such a bad driver.
Yes.
I think that there should be more wrecks. Like, we're all driving our own 6,000-pound vehicle.
Connor, I think
everyone's
that too.
Like kind of doing okay.
There should be more wrecks and there should be more tsunamis.
Tsunamis and wrecks.
Yeah. I don't understand how it's like if there's a 3-lane highway. I think I've spoken about how confusing this is to me before. But if there's a 3-lane highway and both people are trying to merge into the middle lane, why aren't there so many collisions from the people trying to merge into the lane?
You know that together? Happened to me, right? Did I tell you that?
I think we've had this exact conversation before.
I haven't said, because you wouldn't catch me saying, I think everyone's doing kind of good. But like, I'm shocked. I like want to give everyone a round of applause. Like, there should be 100 car pile-ups every morning.
Yeah, no, to take a step back and think about so many people with so many varying abilities driving right. A huge, massive piece of machinery.
Like, I see people do certain things like stop walking in the middle of a sidewalk to respond to a text.
Right.
That person is able to drive a car. Like,
right.
There's really should be wrecks every two
right.
seconds.
There's people that are 4'11 and can barely reach the pedals. There's people that have severe ADHD and often don't look at the road. Like,
I wasn't even talking about disabilities. I'm talking about people that are just like genuinely.
Think about how many people there are that have varying abilities.
I was not even, okay, so you can speak for the varying abilities community. I'm speaking for actual, like, inconsiderate doofuses.
That's a different kind of ability, too.
Just, like, the level of doof?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not talking necessarily, I'm not talking disabilities.
Now I'm back to being like, nobody can fucking drive. I've, like, switched back to that team. Because there's a bunch of morons on the road.
Yeah, but it's just a matter, I get what you're saying about how there should be more wrecks.
Yeah. It's just like sometimes I'm driving, when I was driving here, I'm like, I'm going 72 miles per hour.
On a residential street.
I'm just flying and I'm like fully just like thinking about French fries and like, oh my gosh, where is like, I should, you know, just random stuff.
Totally.
Like, when's the last time I need to be able to touch my toes, you know, like. Certain stuff like that. And I'm mm-hmm. thinking about, well, I'm going 70 in the 70 mile mm-hmm. per hour range.
Yeah.
And I'm behind a thousands and thousands of pound piece of metal.
Yes. I also, some people, myself, like at the top of the list, should not have access to their music while they're driving.
Oh, I just know if I got pulled over, I'd be like, oh, but officer, it was the 4 P's.
But officer, it was the Glee version.
But officer, it was... And the beat keep
but
running,
officer Jonathan
running,
Groff is doing
running,
a Queen
running,
club
and
cover.
Running, running, and running, running.
But officer, the beat just dropped in Boom Boom Pow.
But officer, what's that one song that I say I could fight a wild animal to by the 4 P's? I can't stop calling them that after I've read that one tweet. This like intellectual.
It's not let's get it started.
No, it's not
how I got a feeling.
Pump it. Parentheses louder.
Yeah.
They were onto something when they put that extra part in parentheses. I know you're pumping it right now. I need you to pump it louder. Come on.
I wonder if the 1975, which came first? When did the Black Eyed Peas release Pump It, parentheses, louder, and parentheses?
We're talking
early. Or the 1975?
Yeah, I think I fear
so. Maybe
so.
They got inspired by the four Ps, 1975.
There's a chance.
It's not living, parentheses, if it's not with you, and comma, by the 1975.
There's a chance.
Yeah, they do a lot of parentheses.
It's some, yeah, sometimes it's important to add, hey, I'm not done yet. Let's add this little parentheses piece. Taylor's version.
What's interesting is for the Black Eyed Peas, you would really just call it Pump It. Like no one's saying like, hey, have you listened to Pump It Louder? But for the 1975, you would do the whole title. You would do It's Not Living,
yeah, you're
It's
right.
Not With You.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
definitely interesting. Definitely interesting. Yeah.
I was thinking about this. If Netflix is a joke, I know this is not intentional at all, and probably not even a thought by anyone, but do you think that Netflix is a joke prevented any certain comedians from being at the Met Gala? Like John Mulaney and his current wife, I could see them being there.
He couldn't. He has the live show.
Do you think Netflix is a joke prevented any celebrities that are at?
He's never been in the Met Gala. Like, I don't think he would go.
I know, but there's a lot of people that have never been to the Met Gala.
That if they were invited and wanted to go, they would be like, I'm not doing a show this night.
Do you think that Netflix is a joke prevented anybody from going to the Met Gala? Like,
Because I think if someone really wanted to go, they would go. Are we having a different discussion?
Yeah, I'm just thinking like if it wasn't this week, you know, like obviously he's not going
to
fly back.
Make the choice?
No, it's fine. What comedians do you think could have potentially been invited, or if their teams were working?
Jerry Seinfeld went.
Did he?
Yep.
Jerry Seinfeld was at the
Met
Gala last night.
Jerry Seinfeld was at the Met Gala last night.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, because you know what? Because he's promoting the movie about Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, because I literally said, oh my God, how was Jerry Seinfeld there? He was just in LA, and then I said, probably got on a plane.
Probably like flew there.
He is older than Richard Kind.
That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I have something embarrassing that I have to get off my chest.
You don't know who Richard Kind is?
No, I do.
What?
I have to get off my chest via BetterHelp feature.
What?
I like wasn't aware of how close in age Jerry and Larry are.
Yeah. Because
I was always thinking like, oh, Larry wrote Seinfeld about like a younger version of him.
No, they're peers.
Oh my God. Like could have gone to high school together. Yeah. Like same, that close in age.
Peers, I would
crazy.
Say.
Yes. Okay, so Jerry went.
Jerry's like young presenting. He's Jerry's 70. So,
yeah.
Which doesn't make any type of sense.
No sense
from
at all.
Where I'm standing.
But by the way, just Met Gala overarching in general.
Oh, let's talk about the Met Gala.
Hey, Met Gala. I'm confused what the theme is. University called. They gave you a full ride.
No one ever knows what the theme is. At this point, it's just like, we need to just accept that.
Hey, Met Gala, Halloween store called. They want some of their clothes back.
The only person who I was like, this is absolutely perfect. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with everything you've done.
Can't wait to hear it. Wait, do you want to say it at the same time?
Sure.
Yeah. Is it going to be someone, or are you being creative?
No, I'm not being creative. This person's just perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. One. Two, three.
Zendaya.
Io Debris. Oh, yeah, her too.
Yeah, Io too.
Yeah, both of them.
Also Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Also Rachel Sennett.
I don't think I saw hers. But to me, and also the Jonathans.
I mean, anytime a guy, let me see. I just saw, what the freaking.
So the theme was the gardens, but you're tired. POV, I'm in the garden, but I'm absolutely exhausted.
Ugh, I literally just woke up.
POV, I just woke up in the garden.
Last night was crazy. I just woke up in the garden.
I just woke up in the garden, and also time is passing. That was the theme?
No, it's also like it's the garden of time, but it's also the passage and the reawakening as well of time.
She's like stunning and perfect,
yeah.
But how is that the theme?
Well, you need to see the whole thing.
I need to see the whole thing.
The theme and the dress code are different.
The theme and the dress code are different.
So the theme of the carpet was reawakening beauty.
in the garden.
Sleeping
though?
Beauty. Mm, there was something about time as well. Yeah.
Did you see Andrew S?
Yeah.
So wait, what was the dress code?
So the dress code is based off a story.
In the garden?
Yes. And then the Met Gala is, the theme is like reawakening beauty. So it's pieces that you can't wear anymore. So they keep it in a glass case.
So this was in a glass case?
This? No, not okay. This. But this is based off the story.
Well, she looks she looks great. She's real pretty.
What is the story? Is it Sleeping
I don't
Beauty?
Know.
Hold on. I'll get it.
The thing is, like, I've tried every year to understand it, and I haven't. So it's just like...
The Garden of Time is the dress code.
It really is just, right. Like, up to your own interpretation.
That's why there's a lot of flowers.
This is not to compare...
I would literally come with my binky.
Not to compare it to, like, every wedding I've been to recently, but it's like, just... Can you just, like, let us know what to wear? Because what do you mean the theme is the Garden of Time?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'd show up in my pajamas and my binky, garden and resting.
The Garden of Time? How do you mean the garden? Okay. This year's dress code was the Garden of Time. Okay.
We certainly
saw many floral and botanical looks grace the famed Met Gala red carpet. Oh, florals for spring? Groundbreaking.
When I hear Garden of Time, I do think of Alice in Wonderland. And you know who did it the most, Alice in Wonderland?
Barry Keoghan.
Yes!
You know what? Yes. Everyone hates on Barry Keoghan for this. He looks like he would need me to tell him a riddle to go past a bridge. And he also...
You're saying he looks like a troll?
He looks like I'm late. I'm late for a very important date. He looks like the rabbit.
Yeah, that's what he did. And there was something about Sabrina's dress. I did love her dress, by the way. But they were like almost like a duo. I forget what she was. But she wasn't Alice.
She looks
was
like
she?
Alice. That
yeah, they were
the
doing
hole.
They were doing couples. Yeah.
Oh well, good.
Yeah.
I think anytime a guy wears anything that isn't just a tux, which is probably what I would have gone for, just to be understated and not get in trouble. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's
totally
pretty.
Oh, he's the Mad Hatter.
Yeah, he's yeah. Look at the Jonathans. Let me know if you would have done what the Jonathans did.
I would not have had my arms out. This episode of Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. I really got to get something off my chest.
What?
I am intentionally leaving my car at the shop because I don't feel like going to get it. So I had to Uber here this morning.
That's definitely something to bring up.
I'm feeling a little guilty about it. I just don't feel like getting my kid from daycare, you know, yeah. That thing.
Yeah. Is that something you feel like you could bring up in therapy?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
To uncover the root reason behind why I won't just simply go pick up my
right.
car.
That could be a good thing to unpack, because when you keep things bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively.
You think I don't know that?
Yeah.
No, we all carry around different stressors, big and small.
Exactly. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I love therapy, and so many of my friends and family have benefited positively from mm-hmm. it. It gives you the time to prioritize your needs and learn new things like setting boundaries and learning how to become the best version of yourself.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BNC today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BNC. Oh, you've done that?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, that's a
pretty, huh?
Yeah.
He's
the flower.
Wow, he's very pretty.
Oh, you like my one flower?
Let me show you something.
Hold
oh my
beer.
God, he goes, I have another flower somewhere, but it's a secret. He knows what he's doing. How about the other?
What if he opened his jacket and it was a gun?
This is the other Jonathan. Would you have done that?
No.
Really? Why?
It's. Kind
of, I love his fresh waters on the collar.
It's kind of reminding me of high school prom.
No, it's not.
It's reminding me of high school prom. Yes.
18-year-old boy would have done a freshwater collar.
I don't. What are you talking about? Freshwater collar.
His pearls.
Oh. Sorry.
He's
I
clutching
missed that.
His pearls. Which, like...
I like the other ones better.
Okay, that's fine, but it's pretty. Lea Michele, you know, means the world to me. That color that she wore should be extinct. But her dress was beautiful if it was in any other color. Like that, I don't think that color should be available to us. It's just a bad color. At the end of the day, I really do love all colors. She's gorgeous and she looks perfect. Any other color would do. Yeah, I just don't. I guess I should focus on I statements. I don't like that color.
Yeah.
Focus on I statements. Did you see Io?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, she looked great.
She's perfect. Kendall Jenner also looked so good.
My understanding with Kendall Jenner is that all of them don't ever dress on the theme. Yeah, she should. She has perfect. Like the same vibe. She should have taken a picture with Dan Levy.
Yeah.
Because they had the same but opposite. Did you see Dan Levy's? Dan Levy's another suit where I would say I would wear that.
Really?
That was
cool. Yeah. Really?
It's creative. It's cool. Now, Bad Bunny, lock him up for that.
What did he do?
I'll pull it up. We'll pull it up. Bad Bunny Met Gala. He looks like someone who's just this villain at a casino. And there he is right there. He looks like... he needs to.
If I ever saw Zendaya, his suit is inside out. Oh, yay.
Yeah, that's like an evil villain in a movie. Yeah.
I also didn't think that anyone needed particularly to go as a tree.
Just like, that's not about anyone like, specifically, just
it's
in
not
general.
About Lana Del Rey or Lizzo. It's just like, it's just not something I would have done. Yeah, which it was is fine.
It kind of felt like. School, like high school theater.
Look gorgeous. Very something also very interesting is that Kim and Lana were interviewed at the same time, and Lana is a dear friend of Taylor Swift, so there's like a lot of like Kim becoming friends with like Taylor Swift's friends, which is so interesting. I find that very interesting due to that rivalry, because Sabrina also just did a Skims campaign.
Well, so did Lana Del Rey too.
So Kim is kind of collecting those pieces. Those new shoes.
Yeah, Brooke, thank you.
Yeah, I just got a pair of Gazelles too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, they're pretty. Are those new socks?
Yep, those as well.
Whose sockies are they?
They're Jordans.
Pretty.
Air Jordans.
Love them, Connor.
They sent me some socks, and it reminded me that when I was in like grade school, I bought a pair of Jordans. I did not play basketball just to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
Why was I wearing a pair of Jordans? 5'2", wearing Jordans.
When were you 5'2"?
I don't know. Fifth grade?
No, you weren't. You were taller than that.
Was I? I don't know.
I think so.
I mean, I was 5 foot. I was at some point, I was 5'2".
Actually, I'm.
You're not just.
When I was a second grade student teacher, the kids were almost my height.
4'11"? They were 4'11"?
They were gaining on me.
Okay, so
there was one kid who was taller than me.
I don't think there's any way in third grade when I was 8 years old that I was 5 foot. Anything.
No, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe fifth grade, you're 5'2".
Yeah.
I wonder how tall I was in fifth grade.
You were
4?
You were just
flat?
This is a video of you when you were a baby.
Yeah, I love it. I love that.
You were this big and you were kind of floating around on the railroad tracks. Yeah. No one's going to get that reference, and that's fine.
They might. Really quickly, Connor.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to flag something actually for everyone that says I'm like so stupid. I was not scammed. By car registration.com. And I want to apologize for disparaging carregistration.com's name. That's a legit registration. Okay. And I did go to the DMV.com to get my car registered, and it was about the same price. So it's just very expensive to get your car registered in California.
Okay.
So I wasn't scammed. I was actually ahead of my time. So yeah.
Well, that's good.
I'm real smart. So.
Good on you.
Yep.
That's a good thing to note.
Thank you.
I have something exciting.
Tell me.
See, the Kentucky Derby was this weekend, and I bet on a horse, and that motherfucker won, bitch. I won.
How much money did you win?
I put down $100 on this horse, and I got $2,400.
You're lying.
No.
How does that happen?
You just, like, talk to a bookie and put some money down.
But why did you get so much more?
Because it's like the whatever odds.
They were in your favor.
Yeah. Well, no, they were against me, and that's why I got so much money.
But in the end, they were in your favor.
Well, the stars were aligned, sure. And maybe I'm just like a lucky man, because then I got addicted. I bet on every other game
that day. Did you win anything else? Or did you lose your $2,400?
I won $69 from the Bruins game. I won $100 from another game that I can't remember which one it was, but I was up like literally $2,500 plus.
That's so exciting.
On Saturday. Yeah.
Wow. Speaking of stars being aligned.
Yeah.
I've been seeing everywhere, and I don't think it's just like a random TikTok, like those astrology people.
Yeah.
That something crazy is about to happen for Geminis. And I'm not even just like starting at the end of May. I literally everywhere I turn, I'm seeing this messaging, and I'm a Gemini, by the way.
Yeah.
So gird your loins, because I think something insane is about to happen to me.
Speak it
personally.
Speak it.
I think something big could be on the precipice.
Not on the precipice.
Like, dead serious. For my fellow Geminis, I think something this shit's about to blow up. And I don't like believe. I'm not a believer. Like, I'm not very spiritual. I don't know anything about astrology. I believe this with my whole heart, because sometimes you just have to in order to get by, in order to tell yourself to get out of bed every morning. Something huge is going to happen to Geminis. And it doesn't matter what kind of Gemini, sun, moon, rising, whatever. If you have a Gemini anywhere, shit's about to blow up.
Go precipice, girl.
Starting at the end of May, though, so.
I don't know, man. I'm excited for you. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. I will keep you all updated, so. It's exciting.
I'm getting a bird bath, like, if you care at all.
You are receiving a bird bath, or you're purchasing a bird bath for birds?
I already bought it, and it's for birds.
Okay. That you're going to put outside? Cool.
So it's just, like, really cool to see birds in that frame.
No, that'll be exciting.
Yeah, like, birds kind of... Excuse the pun. Like, kind of nice to see them get out of their shell a bit. And
there's
fun.
No pun.
Get a bird getting out of its shell? That's not a pun to you guys?
You mean their egg?
The egg shell?
Okay.
What the fuck? Whose side are you guys on?
I don't think shell when I hear bird.
They bust out of their shell when they're born, and I'm saying...
To me, that's more ocean life is related to shell.
Eggshell? If you break an egg and you're cooking scrambled eggs and something gets into it, what would you say? Oops,
if
I dropped
I'm
in the...
If I'm doing word association and you say bird, shell is the last thing that comes to mind.
Eggshell.
Egg comes to mind. No one says eggshell.
Oh my God, I'm...
Literally,
my blood is boiling.
You're
right
making
now.
Eggs in the morning and you're using the term eggshells?
Yeah. Egg whites, egg yolks,
can
egg
you hand
shell.
Me the eggshell? No, it's egg.
I don't think we can continue this conversation.
When you think of, okay, shell, what's the image in your head right now?
Well, now you've said shells.
It's a shell on the beach.
Brooke, this is a language barrier, and it's like almost too much to conquer. Okay, I'm going to move on. I think it's nice to see birds express themselves in a way that you don't normally see every day, splashing
around. I'm not arguing with that.
And feeling free.
I'm not arguing with that.
In their own skin. Am I allowed to say skin?
Yeah, I'm not arguing with that.
Birds have skin under their feathers.
I'm not arguing with that.
Shell.
I'm just saying when I think of shells, I do not think of birds and vice versa.
Egg shell.
Egg shell is not a shell.
What are you talking about? Yes, it is.
Could not be more clear. Brooke, a shell is what you find on the beach. An eggshell is not a shell. An eggshell is an eggshell.
Look, there's different kinds of stuff. Shoe. Shoe. Horseshoe.
They're not the same thing. A horseshoe is not a shoe. It's a horseshoe.
An eggshell isn't a shell on the beach.
I know. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I never claimed that an eggshell from an egg was a shell on the beach. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying, you say shell, I don't think of eggshell. The pun wasn't really a pun, unless you had said eggshell. What was the pun? Let's start over.
I thought it was, no, I can't even remember it. I think it's
birds getting out of their shell.
Okay, how about this? Is this a pun? It's nice to see turtles.
You would say birds getting out of their eggshells.
It's nice to see turtles out enjoying the day in my turtle bath, and it's nice to see them get out of their shell and express themselves.
Yes, that's fine.
Oh, that works for you?
Because they have a shell on their back.
Yeah, well,
that's not their eggshell.
Eggs have a shell, and that's what they're born from.
If they did not have a shell on their back, if they were just naked like that, and you said turtles getting out of their shell, I'd say no go.
This is like the dumbest thing ever that pissed me off in the whole world, probably.
Yeah, me too. I'm not pissed though.
I'm M.
It's fair.
I'm M.
That's fair. I'm just being nitpicky. You're probably right, honestly, about the shells of it all.
I dropped my laundry off for Fluff and Fold. You'd be proud.
Why didn't you just get it picked up?
Because they're two blocks away from me. Oh. I felt embarrassed.
Really?
And I think it would be more expensive. I would have to pay a premium for them to come pick it up. That's versus true. I could just go drop it off.
Yeah.
Because I had already put it in bags.
For me, if I'm like moving at all, I might as well just do it in the basement of my location.
Mine, I told you about, like the things don't work and it takes eight quarters. So it's $2 and you have to do it twice. So like I'm paying $20 to do my laundry every single time.
Yeah.
So I had them come pick it. Or I went and dropped it off. It's so weird to drop your laundry off and be like, okay, I trust you, I guess.
Yeah.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
That's the best thing Charlie Puth's ever done.
That's Charlie Puth?
Is that Charlie Puth?
It is, and Wiz Khalifa.
That's the best thing Charlie Puth and Wiz Khalifa have ever done. Together, especially.
That's so true.
Yeah. Can you explain to me what's going on with who's Drake and who?
Kendrick Lamar.
What's going on with them?
I don't know. And I'm not like, I'm like watching it. I guess Drake's a pedophile.
Really?
According to Kendrick.
It's just like all I have. And Kendrick's just short. That's like what I've gathered.
It?
Yeah.
It seems to be more than that based off of like how much people are talking about it.
I wish that there was like a spark notes on stuff like this where it's just like, give me the gist.
I know. I agree. Maybe we should
spark notes. I'm sure there's a TikToker that's done it.
To be honest, I don't really care.
Summarized.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I am not 100% sure what started the beef, but I do know Kendrick's most recent album. This is for anyone that wants to keep up with the TikToks. Kendrick's recent album, he dissed Drake by saying, when Kanye got back with Drake, I was slightly confused, basically saying that it was weird how Kanye and Drake squashed the beef so quickly. Future came out with a song called Like That, featuring Metro Boomin, who's a producer, Brooke.
Yeah.
And Kendrick Lamar, where Kendrick then dissed him. The first direct shot was made when he said, fuck Sneak, dissing first, you know, Brooke.
It doesn't literally.
It doesn't matter.
Checked out too.
It doesn't matter at all.
It doesn't matter at all. I don't care either.
Good luck. I wish them the best.
Yeah, me too.
Unless Drake's a pedophile, then
exactly.
I wish him the worst. Yep. I guess. Yeah.
Yep. Oh my god! I started watching Baby Reindeer.
What do you think?
It's really good.
Yeah.
And I have not been able to watch TV at all in the past few months, so that's exciting.
Yeah, this thing will suck you in.
It's Black Mirror vibes, which I love.
It's
like the energy.
The energy is
the way it's filmed. Almost there's like a sinister energy, but it's also like there's funny pieces too.
There's funny pieces, but it's like definitely
it's
something
definitely
that
sinister.
It's definitely something that you need to like a psychiatrist needs to break down for me because it's like call the cops, you know. But it's the whole thing. Call the cops,
right? With her, Martha, I saw an interview of her, like the real actress. That always throws me for a loop.
I know, because I associate her with, like, now it's
like I was like scared. Crazy. I was like, oh my God, how are they letting her do an interview? Okay, she's an actress and she's normal and she's like, and
Brooke,
she's like cute and like that, like she's such a good actress then for me to be like,
Gunning.
Yeah, for me to be floored when she's doing an interview and she's a normal person. She's adorable.
Yeah. And Brooke, there are a lot of people out there who aren't able to break that connection.
No, I know.
I see. Who's the girl on Breaking Bad? I think I talked about this on here. Who is like the Jesse Pinkman's girlfriend?
Black hair with bangs.
Yeah. What's her name?
It's not Jessica. She plays Jessica
Kristen
Jones?
Ritter.
In something? Yeah.
Her entire Instagram feed still is like, fuck you, bitch. She posts a picture of like her at Easter. And they're like, hey, Jesse Pinkman deserved better, all this stuff. And it's like, she's acting.
She's acting.
And now it's the show
well,
over.
It's a testament to her acting then.
Yeah.
It's like the episode of Drake and Josh with the theater thug.
Let's see.
when everyone like couldn't understand that Josh wasn't the theater thug.
Oh, well, these are all in what seems to be Korean or Chinese. Okay, so that's not going to help us. What the hell is that? Remember when you were in Breaking Bad? Yeah, I
do. She probably does.
Wait, what? Where is she at this thing? Oh, I saw her at an event.
I saw her at an event.
Really?
Yeah.
She cool?
I don't know.
Do you love her?
I didn't talk to her, but she looks like she looks pretty and stuff.
She seems to be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a big announcement.
What?
Max is getting his nuts chopped, guys.
Oh my God, when?
I take him to the bed at 3:30 today.
Today?
Well, he has to have like a preliminary appointment. I told you that. Oh my God,
he's getting the consultation? Wow. I hate to see him go, but I love to watch him leave.
They are getting bigger, I feel like, as the days pass.
It does. Like, I know it's like natural for male dogs to have balls. Like, that's just how the cookie crumbles. But it does feel like it does. None of my dogs ever had balls.
Mm-hmm.
So it does always like freak me out.
It does seem that it seems like his nuts are growing stronger day by day.
Yeah.
Their power is getting more vast.
Yeah.
So yeah, he goes in today and then they give me like a consultation for how much it's going to be. And then I go take him in, I think. I don't know when they're going to schedule it, but I have time now so I can go drop him and have them chopped. It's so horrible to think about. It is so horrible to think about.
Not then.
No. Oh my gosh. I just can't believe I'm taking a dog to get surgery. Like, I know it's necessary because I can't relax at the park, you know?
Yeah.
And then anytime he gets like dogs attack him, which it's happened like 4 times or something, I'm like, it's because of his balls.
You're not ready to be a grandfather.
Or
no. Do you think you'd be an uncle?
I wish we had a closer approach.
I'm sure they do because of the cameras. I'm being serious. Are you ready to accept your role
as
Max's dad?
He's not going to get pregnant.
No, but if he had a kid, that would be your grandson or daughter. Are you ready to accept that? Or do you still think that would be like, niece, ex, nephew?
It's fine because I'm watching him and he's not...
No, Connor, do you accept Max as your son?
Sure.
No? Yes or no?
I don't know. I don't want to do this in front of everyone.
What is your deal? Commitment issues. It's time for better help.
Maybe. Okay. Well, I'm wishing everybody the best in their week.
Me too.
Brooke is going to Europe, so wish, because you guys won't see her before she goes to Europe.
No, they will.
This comes out Thursday.
This comes out this week.
Yeah.
And then the one we record tomorrow, I'll be in.
I know, but they won't see until you're in Europe.
Oh, sorry.
Yep. So.
Yes. I'm excited. I'm doing Paris for about 1 day.
That's all you need in Paris. Really.
I haven't been since I was in high school. So
it's just like not all it's cracked
up.
I
remember not loving it, but I'm excited to maybe reframe that experience. Then Italy.
Yeah.
We're doing Florence. I've never been.
Wow.
I'm excited for.
That's going to be so fun.
And then the Amalfi Coast, which I have been and is my favorite place ever.
Are you going to be able to swim? Is it warm there right now?
Yeah, I think it's 70s.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm really excited.
Wow, that's exciting.
And then I have London and Countryside for Will and Arden's wedding, so that'll
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize you're going to their wedding.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes. So that'll be so exciting.
It's 76, bro.
Yeah, it'll be really pretty. I am struggling with what to pack because it's like, should I go full European summer mode, like florals and stuff?
Yes.
Is that okay for end of May?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I had get this, and then we'll head out. I got this romper from Anthropology that I was like, this is so cute. It's like very like summer kind of like florally grandma. And like, I love that kind of look. And so I sent it to like to Kat, who like is also like loves that kind of style, like grandma vibes. And my sister, who I always kind of just like run things by because she's very firm and mean. Both of them came back. And Connor, I was so excited, like fit me great. Like look cute. And they both said that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. Period on God, take it back. So obviously I was like, oh my God, I had no idea that it was this ugly, but I think I'm gonna keep it and I'm gonna wear it in Italy.
Wow.
So
can I see it?
I'll send you a picture when I get home. Oh my God, you'll hate it.
Can you show me the picture that you sent?
I never expected you to like that. Oh yeah, I will show you a picture. But,
I'll give a live reaction in real time.
Live IRP. Reaction. But yeah, you'll hate it. I have no doubt in my mind. But I'm going to move forward with it because I do think you have to picture it like in the Amalfi Coast. Okay?
You have to.
It's not like I'm wearing this to London. Why can't I find Kat?
I don't know.
Here. Let me, I just have to look through our photos really quick. There's about 18. Okay. This, I mean, you'll hate it.
No, I don't hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised Kat hated that as much as she did.
No, it's great.
Thank you. That's really sweet.
Yeah.
I just felt like it like fit well and is like the vibe. So
Kat loves ugly stuff.
I know.
It's crazy. So you should take that as a compliment.
So it's not ugly. Yeah. Yeah. And this is, never mind. I'll show you. I'll send you pictures of my clothes later.
Oh,
but
never mind.
Anyway, be on the lookout for my ugly romper that I'm going to wear. And then we'll see you in the bonus.
And I don't think we even cut, we have to cut anything out today. So
very
six
exciting.
Extra minutes. That's crazy. Good job.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you all for sticking around. All right. We'll see you in the bonus. Please subscribe to our YouTube. Please. Right now, I'm just going to call some people out. If you're a Gemini.
Huge things are about to happen to you.
If you click subscribe.
Connor.
And forward this to six people or else. Something horrible is going to happen.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do how I would get my preschoolers to line up in line.
Yeah.
If you're wearing striped socks today, go ahead and subscribe.
I don't think, because our fans are adults, though. So I don't think that many. If you're wearing white socks.
If you're wearing white or a color today, go ahead and subscribe.
If you're a little bit depressed, click subscribe.
If you have brown hair or black or blonde hair or even red hair, go ahead and click subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
If your hair is any color of the rainbow, go ahead and subscribe.
If your parents are no longer married, click subscribe.
If your parents are married, go ahead and click subscribe.
That's a good one. If you drive a car with
four
wheels, click subscribe.
And that's it. Go. We'll see you in the bonus.
Yup.
Yup. This week on Close Friends.
I turned on. Fuck! I had showered before I went to bed and like slipped on the water until I threw up. I was like going down.
And then, but how do you just make it come?
I shoved my whole fist in my mouth. Okay. I almost sent it to Noelle yesterday, but then I got too scared to
even
watch
really
it myself.
That's really scary.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.